they're gonna be scratching off an aisle and, you know, walking back to pews and singing, you know, up in the attic, you know. But, you know, that service, it didn't happen, you know. So I went home, you know, I got thinking about this, meditating on this. And I Googled it, Googled all about it, you know. And the Lord showed me something here. But it's in Job. You don't have to turn there. But how many of y'all played hide and seek when you was a kid? Remember playing that? Mm-hmm. Fun game.
Hide and seek.
What's it
called? Hide and seek.
Oh, yeah.
You know, how many of y'all remember the joy that it brought when you found your buddy? Or
yeah.
But I remember playing, being down on the back porch, you know, kind of like 50 and run outside. And all those kids back in the day pretty much had a dog, you know. And you look over and that dog be sitting there looking at the trees. Right where you But read you something. And when I say this, Holy Spirit's not talking. I just use that example. But Job 27:10 says, will he delight himself in the Almighty? Will he always call upon God? I will teach you by the hand of God. Remember last week we seen in the Job there that the hand of God was the Holy Spirit. He says, I will teach you by the hand of God. That which is the Almighty will I not conceal. He says, I ain't going to hide it from you. By the Holy Spirit, I'm going to show you the Almighty. Well, how many of y'all remember the story of Abraham? Let's go to Genesis 17. Story of Abraham. It starts out 17:1. It says, when Abram was 99, and now the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am Almighty God, walk before me and be thou perfect. He says, I want your heart, Abraham. That's, you can study that out and be perfect. He says, I want your heart. And how many of y'all know there in this Psalms 119, this man's always saying, with all my heart, Lord, you know. So, Alpha and Omega, you know, y'all have heard me talk about that many times, and I never put it together and seen it, but let's turn to the Revelation. Chapter 1. Let's start in verse 4:1-4. John said to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him, which is to come, from the seven spirits which are before the throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, and to him that loved us, washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Let's jump down to verse 8. I am Alpha Omega, the beginning and end, saith the Lord, which is, which was, which is to come, the Almighty. Let's jump down here to verse 10. John says, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a great voice as a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha, Omega, first and last, which thou seest write in the book, and send it to seven churches which are in Asia. But this second time here, when he was in the Spirit, this was the Holy Spirit speaking to him. Not per se Jesus himself. This is the Holy Spirit talking to him. Why did he say that? He says, goes on. And he says in verse 12, I turned to see the voice, and that spoke with me. And when he turned to see the seven golden candlesticks in the midst of it, Jesus was in the midst, I saw one like a son of man clothed with a garment down to the foot. And he goes on. But if you read here, you see Jesus in the midst of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Okay. Jesus is in the midst of the Holy Spirit. How come the Father ain't mentioned there? How come the Father ain't mentioned there? Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Mm-hmm. Okay, what Ray just got through talking about there at the book of end of Revelation there, the Holy, or God says, the Father says, I am the Almighty and of the Lamb. Mm-hmm. Don't make mention the Holy Ghost does. But we know the Holy Ghost is there. Mm-hmm. He ain't going nowhere, is he? Mm-hmm. So where do we see the Holy Ghost in there? God says, I am a spirit. Mm-hmm. Those that worship me was worshiping the spirit of truth. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying here in heaven, in worship, mm-hmm. In the fourth chapter there, you know, all the elders and all them, they bow down before the Lord. And what do they say? Holy,
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 holy.
It was and is to come.
Wow.
Remember me talking about this 3-1 old last week? See, 3-1. See, the Almighty, he's 3-1.
Uh-huh.
He ain't just the Lord Jesus Christ. Uh-uh. He's not just Almighty Father.
Uh-huh.
He's just, but they're all 3-1.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's the Lord. He was, you know, that's who we need to see him as.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Abraham, when he seen him as that,
mm-hmm.
God started making a covenant with him, cutting his covenant.
Yes, we
did. And he said, I'm going to make you an mm-hmm. exceedingly, you know, he
yeah.
used that. Let's mm-hmm. go back there. Let's go back there. What time we got? I got time. Let's go back there. Genesis 17.
This is good.
Verse 6. He says, I will make thee exceedingly fruitful. What do you do? He sings the Almighty, and God started talking to him.
Ooh, glory.
Cut covenant.
Amen.
He said, I'm going to make you exceedingly fruitful. And then he promised him kid and the land and everything else, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, go with what I'm saying. Let's jump over to verse 18. I mean, chapter 18. And when the Lord appeared to him afterwards again, how did the Lord appear to him? Three old boys come walking up, didn't they?
Oh,
Abraham
yeah.
sitting there in the tent.
Mm-hmm.
Three of them come. Not two.
Mm-hmm.
Not one.
Three.
Three come to
yeah.
Almighty. Almighty. Okay. Let's go to say, well, how's that affect me, Brother Dave? Let's go to Psalms. Let's see. 34. You know, Sister Mary, she's been teaching on the glory of God
mm-hmm.
and us beholding and looking at him in his face,
mm-hmm.
and what she set me straight here last week, you know, this glass we're looking through, it ain't no darkly glass, it's a magnifying glass.
Mm-hmm.
That which we see him is a magnifying glass, mm-hmm. we're going to talk about. Mm-hmm. That other glass darkly, that's a mirror. You know how a mirror's got that black on the back of it, mm-hmm. and you see yourself? Ah, let us go with 34 here.
And looking through a glass darkly, let's get that. That whole chapter that has thrown the church off so that they have not come into the fullness of what God, because they said, you know, we see through the glass. I'm gonna give you my time. Don't get nervous.
Mm-hmm.
They said, you know, we see through a glass darkly. We can't see that part. But what Paul was talking about, then he was talking about our different stages of life.
Mm-hmm.
He said, when you get mature, you don't see no more dark. You see mm-hmm. face to face.
Amen.
You may start off seeing through a mirror dark, not have it all together.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but you get mature there, you're going to see face to face.
Mm-hmm.
And see what the church is saying, we're not mature. We're not mature. We're not growing. You know. And they can't come into where God wants. Go ahead, Brother.
Psalms 34, y'all aware?
Yes.
This is what we do over here. This is what we do.
34:1.
Okay, hold up. If you're seeing through a glass darkly, then the Holy Spirit is not revealing anything to you. Paul said, I had three stages of life. I had a stage where I saw through a mirror darkly. Mm-hmm. He said, but when I matured, came a man, I started seeing face to face.
Yeah.
So the church need to grow up so they can see face to face.
Thank you, Holy
Go ahead.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
That's right.
34. I will bless the Lord at all times.
Yes.
His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
Yes.
My soul shall make her boast in the Lord.
Yes.
And the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were lightened. And their faces were not ashamed.
Mm.
The poor man cried the Lord and heard him and saved him from his troubles. And the angel of the Lord camped around about
bless
them that fear them and delivers them.
Bless
taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him.
Yes.
Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints. There is no lack with them that fear him.
Thank you.
The young lions do lack suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord not in any way lack any good thing.
Hallelujah.
Come, children, hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord.
Amen.
Jesus.
I could go on reading, but I'm going to stop right there and let Miss Mary come on up. But
yes.
As we seek the Almighty.
Ha.
Ain't holding us back.
Amen.
And who is the Almighty?
Father, Son, and Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
So you can say we can become as mature as we want to be.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Sister Deborah, you have
some. Yeah, and I'm sorry, I've got to go to the other prayer meeting. God is three in one. They're three separate, but they're one. Mm-hmm. He's told me over and over and over again. He says, Deborah, the curse of the law. You're redeemed from that. You have eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
You have health and healing and wealth. He says, it's not a pie you can cut up. When you got one, you got it all. But if you don't accept it all, if you cut it up piecemeal by piecemeal and take the salvation, the eternal life, and you don't take your health and healing and wealth, he'll let you eat any part of that pie you want.
Mm-hmm.
But if you like me, I want the whole thing.
Yeah.
So we have got to have revelation. We've got to accept it. We've got to go in and say, it's mine. The pie is mine.
Own it.
I'm not going to take a slice. I'm greedy when it comes to the things of God. So he says, as he is, so are we in this world. He is not sick and he is not poor. So doggone it, guys. We got to own it.
And
we got to own it.
Amen.
As he is, so are we.
In this world.
In this world.
Amen.
And so if you've got some lack somewhere, you got to get on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We got to claim it.
Amen.
There is a place that you can go and get unclaimed cash. The state of Alabama has, I think they said, $25 million in unclaimed assets that belongs to people.
Come on.
I go out there and look for it. If you're not going to own it, if you want the state and the devil to keep your stuff, that's fine. I'm going after my stuff.
Amen.
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 All right.
All right.
And also,
that's good, Sister
to help you realize how to keep that pie and know what's yours and all. When you realize God is almighty, worship him as almighty God. If he's almighty and speak that just as much as you do Hosanna.
Come on.
They did this last week. Mm-hmm. Almighty God, when you know who he is and what he is, almighty God, El Shaddai.
More than enough. Get your stuff, guys.
Get your stuff. We got almighty God on our side.
Glory.
Glory.
He is almighty.
Out,
praise your name.
He'll give you what you want.
Ooh. Lord.
Hey, get it, get it.
I got my.
Y'all know what? Y'all just a class on fire. This class is on fire. You know what the church forget? That he said he's going to baptize you with
fire. Send fire. Hallelujah.
See, John baptized with water. Men baptized with water. But Jesus said, I will baptize you with fire. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost and fire. Praise God. Y'all are a class on fire this morning. Yeah. Jesus. Oh, well, I take my seat in heavenly places. Yes, far above all principality, power, and might. Yes. Lord, I thank you that these students have a hundredfold hearing this morning.
Amen.
That they will hear what the Spirit has to say this morning. Yes, Holy Spirit, we know that you are the best teacher.
Yes.
So we lean and rely on you as teacher. We release the Spirit of God. We release you in the atmosphere that every student may get all of what you want them to have. And Father, we thank you that we are beholding you. We are beholding you, God. The glory of God. We're beholding you as in a mirror. We're getting the revelation of you. See, that mirror is revelation. And we're looking at it and we're seeing him.
Thank you.
We don't see our circumstances. We don't see our problems. We see him.
Thank you.
And we've been changed into that same image that we're seeing.
Yes.
That takes us from glory to glory to glory. And Lord, we thank you for that.
Yes.
We behold you today.
Yes.
Praise God. Our subject today, I'm going to have to get right on it because of time, because of my students are so on fire. I'm going to get right on it. We're going to be talking about accessing the glory by faith. That's how we get the glory, by faith. And we're going into the Old Testament, but like the writer of Hebrew warned us, to not do as they did in the wilderness. How they walked by sight instead of walking by faith. He warned the readers in Hebrew, don't take on that account because you won't receive from God. And one of the other things he said, that without faith, it is impossible to please God. So, if we're going to access this glory that he's telling us that we're going to. And the reason I'm talking about the glory, because see, this is where, this is the hour, and this is the time what Father wants to do. He wants to release the glory to the church. So that's the reason I'm harping in on it, because this is what he wants. See, a good way to pray is to go and ask Jesus, what's on your mind? What you praying about? And then that way you'll be right into it. You know what I'm saying? Instead of just praying, just wildfire everything. What's on your heart? What you want to pray about? So you want to bring the church into a glory state. A glorious church. He wants a glorious church. That's the way he want to take us out as a glory. We're going out noted as a glorious church. If the beginning of the church came in glorious, do you think he's going to let us go out any less than what the beginning came in? The beginning came in as a glorious church. Let me get into my, okay, let's go to the 13th chapter of Numbers. We're going to be in the book of Numbers. And 13 and 1. Now, the reason I'm going there, I really need to, I'm going to be in the 14th chapter, but I'm going to the 13th chapter because some of you said you wasn't aware that when Moses sent the spies out, that some of them, that they were rulers. So we're going to read that to clarify, to let you know. Okay, 13:1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, send thou men, that they may search out the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. Of every tribe of their father, set a man, every one a ruler among them.
I didn't know they were part of the judges.
Huh?
I knew they were a ruler. I didn't know they were judges. The Jefferson said they were part of the judges. Not well, the judges in the Old Testament, but the thousand hens. I didn't know they were that specific.
They were leaders.
Yeah.
They were leaders. But they were leaders. They should have. He was sending people out, not just laymen. Mm-hmm. He was sending people out to spy out.
The judges. Isn't that what you were talking about?
Yeah. Well, the book of Judges is when he dealt with them as judges.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when Moses' father-in-law came to them and told them, make you rulers of over a thousand.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about here. This is the numbers.
Okay.
This is when God told Moses, when God told Moses to send spies out in the land.
Yeah, yeah.
So he just didn't send no any of them. He sent the ones that was leaders.
Yeah.
Mature. Huh? Mature ones. Yeah, what? Stella Latter.
Mature.
Well, they're supposed to have been mature, but one thing about them, they wasn't really. You know how you have leaders today?
Right.
They're leaders,
right.
But then they're not following wholeheartedly after God. They're not walking in the faith like they really should be. But see, we had two in this story, Joshua and Caleb.
That's right.
They walked close with Moses. I mean, very close. Every prayer meeting with Moses. They just didn't want to be leaders.
Right.
They wanted to see the glory of God. They wanted to see what Moses, these two, Joshua and Caleb, they was of a different spirit because they reached for difference.
Mm-hmm.
The others didn't reach out like they could have, although that they were leaders.
Uh-huh.
They didn't reach out for a relationship with God. See, Joshua and Caleb, they wanted a relationship with God.
Yes.
And see, we can be leaders, but we must go after the relationship and fellowship. See, relationship and fellowship brings you into a closer walk with the Lord. Joshua and Caleb had a closer walk with the Lord. But this is 13. Now, where I really want to go is 14. And let me back up and tell you what God had told them before. Now, in the 14th verse, they had came to the borders of Canaan. They had came so close to the land of Canaan. And here he's, let's go back to the 13. Let's go back to 13. I'm just going to kind of fill you in on the 17th verse. And Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan and said unto them, get you up this way southward and go up into the mountain and see the land, what it is, and the people dwelleth therein, whether they be strong or weak, few or many, and what the land is that they dwell in, whether it be good or bad, and what the cities are, whether in tents or in strongholds, and what the land is, whether it be fat or lean. Okay, let's go down to... And the place was, and they came unto Eshcol, the 23rd verse. They went up and they came and they cut from thence a branch with one cluster of grapes. And they buried it. It took two men to bury it. And they brought of the pomegranates and of the figs. The place was called the Brook of Eshcol because of the cluster grape which the children of Israel cut down from them.